This is Last Week in 5 Minutes or Less from Albion Financial Group, and I'm Mike Kessler, Senior Portfolio Manager here at Albion. Last week's biggest headline was the release of monthly consumer price inflation data, which registered plus 5% year-over-year in May. This was the first five-handle U.S. inflation print in nearly 13 years, with the last one occurring in August of 2008. Under the covers, however, the inflation report was less alarming. Core CPI, which strips out volatile food and energy prices, registered a more moderate increase of plus 3.8% year-over-year. And perhaps even more importantly, more than half of the inflation total came from just six components, all of which are associated with the short-term release of pent-up demand as the U.S. economy fully reopens thanks to the ongoing vaccination campaign. These components include food away from home, lodging, airfare, rental cars, used cars, and vehicle insurance. Albion believes that these effects will be transitory, and we expect that subsequent monthly inflation prints will begin to moderate as the summer progresses. Unlike last month, when there was a short-lived spike in inflation fears following the CPI report for April, market participants appeared to have paid close attention to the details this time around, and as a result, most inflation-sensitive asset classes rallied last week. Equities were higher, led by technology stocks, many of which have long-dated cash flows that are especially sensitive to discount rate assumptions. The return of tech leadership in equities began in mid-May, shortly after the April CPI report, which showed similarly transitory drivers underneath an upside headline surprise. Bond markets also rallied last week, as 10-year U.S. Treasury yields fell 10 basis points to 1.45%. This represents the lowest 10-year yield since early March, a time when rates were still rising quickly. Credit spreads were stable, pushing corporate and muni bond prices higher and yields lower, in sync with Treasuries. Mortgage rates also fell last week, with the national average on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage coming in at 2.95%, according to the Freddie Mac U.S. Mortgage Market Survey. Turning to commodity markets, most commodities traded in a narrow range last week as inflation fears eased. That said, oil prices ticked higher by approximately $1 per barrel, pushing U.S. benchmark West Texas Intermediate above $70 for the first time since the outset of the pandemic. While the inflation print dominated headlines, other economic data was largely positive last week. The U.S. Department of Labor's Job Openings and Labor Turnover Survey, commonly known by its acronym JOLTS, showed an all-time record 9.3 million open jobs for the month of April. The huge unmet demand for labor suggests that the U.S. unemployment rate is likely to fall further as the year progresses. Meanwhile, weekly unemployment claims fell to fresh pandemic lows last week. Initial claims are one of the seven key leading economic indicators used by Albion, and the consistent progress has driven us to flip the traffic light color from yellow to green for this metric on Albion's economic dashboard. As a reminder, our other indicators include the Conference Board's leading economic index, residential building permits, corporate bond credit spreads, the U.S. Treasury yield curve, consumer confidence, and real final sales. For the first time in several years, all of these metrics are green on Albion's dashboard, offering a strong prognosis for the near-term path of the U.S. economy. That's all for now. Thanks for listening to Last Week in 5 Minutes or Less from Albion Financial Group. We hope you have a great week, and we'll see you next Monday.